verse 14 to 20. Verse 14, I'll read one verse and you follow. Verse 14, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. At once they left their nets and followed him. Let us pray. Father, we are waiting for your blessing through your word in your spirit. May through your word that manifest our Lord Jesus. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's message is following Jesus. Following Jesus. Actually, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. After the baptism, and he full of spirit, and then wait until John was put in prison, and Jesus went back into Galilee. And what he did is proclaiming the good news of God. Proclaiming means it's not trying to explain, but just bring the fact. So actually, this is the way that Jesus did his ministry. Nowadays we try to bring the gospel to people. Proclaiming the good news of God actually is proclaiming the gospel. Gospel is the good news. And the content of his proclamation is the time has come because the kingdom of God is near. See, there is a time limit. There's a due for the kingdom of God. So when we talk about kingdom, there is some factor for the kingdom. First is the people and the land and the sovereignty. And people, that means the people who come to the Lord. And the land is their heart, their spirit. And the sovereignty is Jesus' authority. So this is the kingdom of God that has come. People need to respond. And the way to respond is repent. Repent. Repent means turn back. I don't know, through these days, have you experienced some repentance in your daily life? Some people said, I do this on a regular basis. But maybe some people may forget for a while. Actually, repent is a good thing for us. Is we take off all the garbage in our spirit and become a refreshed person. So that is the way that Jesus wants us to come to him. Because repentance is not just once for life. It's a daily basis. Because if he calls us, then we turn our back toward him. That's we call repentance. And believe the good news. Once again, the good news is the gospel. Believe the gospel. See, gospel is not a doctrine. Gospel is not a theory. And gospel is not a religion. Gospel is a person. And that person's name is Jesus. So that means repent, turn back, and believe Jesus. That is believe the good news, the gospel. Believe Jesus. Believe means receive. You receive him. You receive him into the throne of your heart. That's called receive or believe. And could you imagine that in the human history, ever, there's never any dynasty can founded and built up and then lasts for 2,000 years. There's none. Even the Roman Empire, still very short, a couple of hundred years. That's all. Even this country, United States, we only got 200 years. That's all we got. And actually, quite a few social study people said, this country may only last less than 1,000 years. That means after 1,000 years later, there's no more United States of America for 1,000 years. But listen to what he proclaimed. And his kingdom lasts till today and still thriving. So don't take it light, what he proclaimed. And his kingdom now is among us. And you are one of them. And that is good news. See, I've been experienced so many times and with so many people and families with my bare eyes. The family got into trouble and turmoil. And when Jesus into their family, things start to change. Lives start to change. And that's good news. Maybe some of you here wonder, why not happen to me? Because it's a very simple principle. Repent. Have you ever tried to change your direction and come back to him and believe and receive Jesus into your throne, inside your heart? They're going to change you dramatically. And once he started to proclaim that his kingdom is come, is near, is at hand, let's look at how he built up his kingdom. Maybe many intellectual nowadays, if you told that person, say, hey, how are you going to plan to build up your career, your enterprise? Then you will see, you'll hear a full scope of plans, huge, magnificent plan, blah, 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 blah. But let's look up how Jesus built up his kingdom. He walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Simon and Andrew, and he called them, come, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. That's it. Can you imagine that he built up his kingdom by this simple approach? Just call two fishermen. Maybe at that time they are nobody. Nobody recognized them. They are even working in the boat over the lake. See, Jesus actually walking on the shore, and they are over the lake. I think Jesus must have a good voice. They can hear. Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. And at once, they left their nets and followed him. And then he moved a little bit further. He called James and John because they were also in the boat and preparing their nets. And when he called them, they left their father and hired men and then followed him. So his kingdom is built based on this simple approach. Come, follow me. And then he said, I will make you. I will make you. That means Jesus doesn't need any suggestion, any advice from Peter, from Andrew, from John and James. I will make you. Now, this is the history in front of you. 2,000 years later, could you imagine? More than 50% of the whole human population believe in Jesus. And many, many of them are willing to follow him. So if you learn something from here, if that can apply to your job, career, or family, definitely you will receive a lot of blessing. And this is Jesus' calling. See, Jesus called Simon and Andrew, and Jesus called John and James. Come, follow me. See, to follow Jesus, after those verses you read, did you notice anything that these four people, these four fishermen, have they dropped something? Something they own, they possess, and they're privileged, but they drop it. The first thing they drop, what is that? What? Nets. Thanks. The first thing they drop is nets. See, following Jesus surely will cost you something, and something big. And let us see what they need to drop. See, they didn't contribute, but they need to drop something. They need to let something go. The first one is net. Peter, Simon, and Andrew, they were in the same boat. And if you look at very clearly, they casting a net, right? So that means they both work together. At that time, if you want to catch fish, it's not like today. The best way is using a net, and then you spread it around and make it like an umbrella, and then it fell into the ocean. And at the edge of the net, there are some heavy weight stuff there. So it will sink quickly. And then you need to pull the string so the net will close and catch the fish. So net, to the fishermen, that is their job. That is their survival skill. And that is the best skill they can have so they can survive. They should be good at using the net. And if you learn from a fisherman, actually, their job, they need to learn many, many things. They need to have the knowledge to make it for their living. They need to know the kind of fish, the habit of fish, the boat, the equipment. They need to know what the difference in the morning and the sunset, or even the evening, in the four seasons, what's going to change of the fishery. They need to know and identify the location of the fish. They need to know how deep the fish may stay, the temperature of the water, the current of the lake, and the fishing route. See, these are all the knowledge they are very good at. Otherwise, they won't survive. Just like any people here, your job, your career, you're so good at those. And you got full knowledge, so you will be able to survive. And can you imagine? Jesus told them, drop it. Drop it, something that I'm so good at. I build up with all the effort. But Jesus said, drop it. For their intellect, it's very difficult. Some people, they came from Eastern Asia to this country as a first generation immigrant here. Quite a few of them, they got good degree, they got good job, they got good skill over there. But when they arrive here, they were forced to change. Whatever they learn, accumulated, mean nothing. They need to start a fresh beginning. That's for intellect. For your mind, it's very tough to drop it. And secondly, what they had dropped. They left their father. They left their father. Father, when we talk about father, that means family. Father gave us protection. A family gave us love, emotion, feelings, intimate relationship. They were comfortable with the father. They worked with the father as a family. Jesus said, drop it. They touched their heart, their emotion. But Jesus said, drop it. Let them. Left your father. That's a challenge for their emotion. They need to say goodbye to their family. And thirdly, they drop the higher man. The higher man. See, if you become a boss and you hire people, what that interprets? If you hire people, that means you want to extend your influence. You want to extend your power, your authority, your leadership. Maybe make comfortable to your ego. Hire men, that means your will. They need to drop it. See, there are three portions they need to drop it. We have talked about our soul. We got spirit, we got soul, we got body. Our soul includes our mind, our heart, our will. The net, the good skill for their survival, their knowledge, they need to drop it. The father represents the feeling, the emotion, the heart. They need to drop it. And the higher man, that represent their will. So you can see, when Jesus calls you, come, follow me, you're going to pay. It's going to cost you dearly. What do you need to drop? You need to drop your old self. Does our soul actually identify we ourselves as we? So Jesus said, follow me, deny yourself. Deny yourself. Because this old self is no good. No good at all in the kingdom of God. But we, Christian, we thought we can contribute from our old self. We try to show off. We try to let our old self do God's work. And that caused a lot of trouble. Sometimes you are eager to serve. And you only let your old self to serve, then you will see. The more you serve, people only see you. They don't see Jesus at all. The ministry you got involved is your show, your own show, your showtime. Through the ministry, they don't see where's Jesus. That's a problem. That's a problem. The kingdom of God does not come out through us. Anytime that you are talking about ministry, you got lots of plan. Your plan. Not coming from Jesus. But Jesus said, come and follow me. So they need to left something there. Have you ever thought you drag your old self into the ministry? And that's not what Jesus wants. You truly serve the Lord, even with old self. Let me put it this way. Everybody started from old self to serve the Lord. I haven't seen anyone that's so great that they start to serve and full of Jesus to serve. No, I haven't seen anyone. Everybody showed their old self. But you have that desire. Only that desire that I want to follow him. That's it. Even you didn't know how to serve the Lord. Jesus will appreciate that desire that I want to serve him. And that is a way that you listen very carefully what Jesus said. I will make you. Not you will make a Christian, but I will make you. See my hand. I will mold you. I will touch you in your life. And I'm going to change you. That is his job, his work. Then allow people to see that how much Jesus changed you. That is the beginning of ministry. Wow, they have dropped. Because every time we say we want to serve the Lord, I want to give this to the Lord. But Jesus said, not at the beginning, not give me, but drop something from you. Let's roll it back. At that day, was Jesus already famous? Very few people know him, right? Very few people. Maybe except his mother. So let's look into Peter, Andrew, John, and James. If you were their friend, would you think that they are stupid and dumb? How can you follow this guy? We don't even know him that well. He's not rich. He's not powerful in the society. And they follow him. Wow, this is a huge gambling. And they follow. Could you imagine? They follow. Okay, let's roll it back today. Now you got the chance to know Jesus, right? Is he famous? Is he in a high position? Is he influential? They don't know, but they follow. You know. What's your response? Okay, so let's talk about the reward. Those four stupid guys, what their reward? They are all fishermen. Is there anyone that you respect a fisherman very much? Could you raise your hand? You say, I want to be a fisherman. Is there any guy here? Maybe only for leisure time. But these four, hey, listen, don't talk. Otherwise, I ask you to stand up, okay? You need to listen to God's message. Peter, he is the one who gave all the detail to Mark. So Mark's gospel will come out. And then later he wrote his own letter, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And then Andrew, he's the one that led so many people to Jesus. And James, he's the first martyr of the apostles. He was killed by the king. And John, he wrote 5 books, Gospel, John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the last one, Revelation. Not only that, they became the apostles. And their name was recorded in the Bible. With human intellect, your name can be remembered for 2,000 years. That means forever. Your name remembered forever. See, nowadays you see there's a business. They call celebrity business. People want to be remembered. So maybe certain buildings, so some certain structure, they allow people to put their name there. And that's going to cost them maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions. Just tiny, tiny corner, put their name there. And they can sell. Could you imagine? The people are willing to pay. Why? They want to get a piece, a tiny piece of eternity. They didn't know that kind of those organizations. They were surely surveyed very clearly after your death, 50 years later. They will check whether your relative is nearby. If no, then your name will be taken out. But they are willing to pay. Why? Because those people who climb to the top of the society, they see eternity is so important. Their name can be remembered. They pursue after that. Maybe for some people, they say, that's vanity. But that's the echo from their heart. Listen, these 4 guys, very stupid, follow Jesus at that time. Their name now is in eternity. So there are many church building or even hospital named after them. Even there are many father will give their boy name after them. We got James, we got Andrew here, right? I don't know, we got Peter or John. But so many people want to name their precious son after them. And Jesus promised them, you're going to sit the throne of the kingdom of God and to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. See, when we talk about throne, for some people, it's kind of very blurred. It's so and so, you know. But let me illustrate an event. The meaning of throne to some people. Once again, I talk about those people, they got almost everything that you are looking for. Maybe money, wealth, position, fame, whatever. I just try to illustrate this to you. One of my friend, but that one of that friend, he now is 92 years old. He is the son of the general, and that general is the highest military general of Chiang Kai-shek. And that general accompanied Chiang Kai-shek to Cairo for that very famous Cairo meeting with President Roosevelt and Winston Churchill from England. And if you see the picture, standing behind Chiang Kai-shek is my friend's father. He was the PhD military general, so very rare at that time. And this my friend, when he was over Tokyo, and his stepmother, still very popular and famous because of his father, His father passed away. And when during his visit over Tokyo, Deng Xiaoping, you know this guy, huh? From China, visited Tokyo. So over there, it's a huge dinner party for Deng Xiaoping. And there are invitation cards designated to certain people that you were invited. And my friend, his family got two tickets, but his stepmother went with her own kid, but not with him. He remembered that for whole life, because I cannot get close. Even he attended that dinner, he would not sit beside Deng Xiaoping. Maybe far away, he knew to look, who is that short guy? Even that, he remembered all his life. Why I missed that opportunity? Could you imagine that you're gonna sit on the throne of the God? Those people seems not very smart, but they drop something that God asked them to drop, and they just simply follow him. Because this simple faith, at that time, they never ever got any clue that whatever they're gonna they will be rewarded. Never. Could they even imagine October 9th, 2011, there are some people gathering in this room and we are talking about them? Come and follow me. It's a simple one. But if you have the desire, firstly, you look up what you need to drop to follow him. Because if we carry those stuff, it's too heavy. We're not able to walk and follow him. More than that, these followers, their own life, till today, still have a huge impact to many, many people. This is what we call, they are still alive, because they live in front of Jesus. Following Jesus is never a cozy, rosy journey. There will be lots of challenge. But remember, he said this, I will make you. He said this, I will take the full responsibility. And that is worthwhile, because he's gonna take in charge so I can follow with peace. Let us pray.